right. Welcome, everybody. How are you guys doing? This is Danny Morrell. Welcome for all of you guys watching us on Facebook, everybody watching us on Instagram. Thank you so much, Instagram. Shout out from Northern Virginia from John Irwin. Shout out on Facebook from Orlando. We got people from all over the place here rocking with us. Listen, guys, this is going to be a great show. I've got four questions lined out that should, in some way, shape, or form, help you understand and help you answer some of the questions that you might have in your business right now. And I've got our first caller on the line right now, Mr. Tim Steger. Tim, say hello.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
It's going absolutely fantastic. Tim, do me a favor, if you can, speak up as loud as you can, okay, buddy?
Yeah, I think I have a little bit of that connection, but I'll, as long as it's going, let me know.
All right, sounds great. So, Tim, fire away, my man. What is your question?
Well, my question, Danny, is I've known you quite some time, and you're part of the reason why I am an entrepreneur on my own. Right now, in our business, I would like to get a larger building. The building I'm in, actually, the building I'm going to is about twice the size of the building that I'm in currently right now. And I'm just a little apprehensive or nervous about the taking on larger expenses and just trying to justify why I would, how I'd be able to do that.
Right. Are you nervous about it?
Yeah, anytime I'm spending more money, I'm always nervous.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and by the way, this is a good one because, you know, for all of you, the time is going to come when you decide to expand on your business and you decide to go out and invest a little bit more in your company, right? And the reality is that I need you all to understand that whether you realize it or not, truth is not what you are experiencing in your mind. Your mind will try to do things to keep you safe, to keep you away from potential harm. As a matter of fact, that ain't even your mind. That's your ego is really what's going on with that, okay? So when I know that and I look at a situation, then the first thing that I gotta do, and Tim, the first advice that I would give you is to seek the real truth. The real truth, not what your mind is trying to tell you is the truth. Because all of that, guys, is based on the garbage of the past. Some of us have been through some stuff in our lives, right? Some of us have been through some things in our lives, and rightfully so, right? Tim, just hunch, you've been through something like that?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and so then as a result of what you've been through in the past, here's what tends to happen. What tends to happen is that you will decide important decisions for your business and your family, not based on the future, based on the past. And listen, there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that if the decision you're making is valid. So what we need to do right now, when there's a lot of emotions tied up into the decision, we need to take our business decisions from being emotion-based decisions to data-driven decisions, right? So that's what we're gonna do. So Tim, first things first, let's talk about this real fast. And I want to show all of you guys how I would process this information. First things first, how many square feet are you currently in your building?
Our building right now is about 5,000.
Okay, 5,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And what kind of business are you in?
Event rentals.
Event rentals.
Entertainment stuff.
Okay, so I'm going to give him a little shout out and a plug. So for anybody that needs any sort of tables or any sort of chairs or any type of event planning, right? Go to pullupachair.com. Is that the website?
Pullupachairpr.com.
Pullupachairpr.com, right? And so they're right. Absolutely fantastic. And so, Tim, the space that you are going to is how many square feet?
It's about 9,000.
Okay, 9,000 square feet. So we're talking about 4,000 square feet in difference, right? All right, second question. Again, without the data, you'll never be able to make a right decision. Second question is, what is the price per square foot that you are currently paying?
51 cents.
Okay, 51 cents a foot. So 51 cents a foot at about 5,000 square feet, you would essentially, you're paying right now how much? $2,500?
$2,500.
Okay, $2,500 bucks a month. What is the square footage that you would be paying in the new spot? Okay, 55 cents. So it's additional 4 cents a foot at essentially 4,000 square feet more, that's not that big of a difference, right?
Right.
Okay, next question. Why the raise? Why the increase? Is it like a better spot?
Yeah, it is a better spot also, but we've continued to grow. Every year we've almost doubled in size.
Okay.
In the last 4 years.
Okay.
And we're starting to get, the building we're in right now, we've only been here a year, but we're already starting to run out of space. And I'm trying to be proactive rather than reactive, get into a building where I have the ability to grow instead of stockpiling on top of myself and then forcing myself to find something. So I have an opportunity actually in the same building I'm at to get a bigger percentage of it on a main street as opposed to a smaller street also.
Okay, so then let's take this for what it's at, guys. Now that we have the data, we're talking about 4,000 square feet at about 50 cents a foot, we're talking about $2,000 a month. Is that correct?
Correct.
People, this is how funny the stuff that goes on in our head is. I want you to consider what Tim just said. Tim just said we have doubled in business year after year for how long? How many years?
4 years.
For 4 years in a row, right? And what the mind will do to you, look at what the data is saying. The data is saying that I'm doubling in business year after year. The mind predicts what? That you'll all of a sudden not double?
Failure.
Right?
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy the way that works, right? But then let's take it a step further. The mind probably has you, Tim, I bet you lost a little sleep over this.
Here and there, a little bit.
Here and there, a little bit, right? Right? I bet you put a lot of energy and thought into this, yeah?
I've definitely done that,
yeah. I bet you probably pray to Jesucristo. Tim is not Hispanic, so he doesn't know what that means. But you probably pray to God, yes or no?
Yes.
Right? Yeah. All of this energy, people, all of this doubt, all of this fear, all of this worry, all of this anguish for $2,000 a month.
$2,000
bucks.
And you want me to make it worse, Danny?
Go ahead. Make it worse, yeah.
I did what you what we spoke about. I asked about the average job. We do over 800 jobs. Last year, did over 800 jobs at a clip of about $450 on average per job.
Okay.
So we're talking 4 jobs a month. I'd have to pick up.
So listen to this, guys. Listen to this. What you guys don't know, Tim is a friend of mine, but I wanted you all to hear this because it's so incredible the way the mind makes you see a false reality just to protect you from perceived danger. Lauren, that's a quote for Instagram. Write that one down. That's a good one, okay?
I don't know if you can hear me, Dan. I'm actually laughing because a lot of the things you're saying, I'm actually almost mad at myself because I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't, as you're saying it, that we doubled in size, the amount of money, that I'm actually laughing at myself, that I even doubted myself.
That you even doubted yourself.
What you're saying, that the mind just automatically kicks in, and even though all these positive things are happening, this defense mechanism that's built into you that just says, oh, well, wait a minute, what if this happens? What if?
That's right.
When all that is just trying to, your mind trying to talk you out of doing what you know will work.
Okay.
It's just amazing.
Okay, but hold that thought. So that's one aspect of it, right? Now let me teach you guys how to master this, okay? Number one, you have to understand that what you think, it's not real. It's just what you think.
Right.
And as a result of you thinking it, you think it's real. Now, I know that's like deep level stuff, so let me say that again. What you think is not real. Real is what's actually happening. Right? In the real world, out in the universe, that's what's real. Yet, you have this innate ability to imagine shit that ain't even happened yet. And guess what? It's never positive, by the way. It's always bad stuff, right? Yes or no?
Yeah.
It's always bad stuff. Absolutely. So the first thing you got to learn to do, guys, when you're dealing with these types of things, is you got to take that thought and literally, I've trained myself to do this, separate yourself from that thought, right? Because now it just becomes a thought. Now it just becomes a thought. And now when you separate yourself from the thought, now you can look at it and go, okay, is this thought real or is this based on BS? That's the first thing you got to learn to do, right? And that's a whole different seminar. Let me teach you the second thing you need to do. The second thing you need to do is you need to get a little analytical and you need to look at the data. You need to look at the actual numbers. The difference we're talking about here is $2,000. As a business person, you need to be tracking your numbers. So as a business person that runs an event planning store, the number one question I would have is the following. How many jobs on average do you do per month? How many jobs, Tim?
Probably about 75.
Okay, 75 jobs a month. Perfect. The second question that I would have is how much monthly revenue do you have per month based off those 75 jobs? What is the revenue?
Well, let's see here. Let me multiply it right
now. Go ahead. Do the math. And all of you do this. Grab your calculator. You can do this in whatever business you're in.
Around 35, between 35 to 40,000 a month.
The dude is bringing in 40 grand a month and is worried about $2,000. That's so funny, isn't it? $2,000. All right. Right? So 45 grand a month. Yeah, right? The third thing you need to do is figure out, this is important, this is for all of you to learn, what is my average revenue per job? And how do you do that? You take the revenue, you divide it by the jobs, and that will give you the average revenue per job, right? So what is that job? What does that come out to?
450.
All right, put that number aside for a second. 450. The next number you need to come out with is the cost per job, right? The cost per job. How do you do that? It's the same thing that you did with the revenue. You take the cost for the month and you divide it by the amount of jobs that you have. Have you figured out that number yet, Tim?
Yeah, and you'll laugh at this one.
What is it?
It's about $65.
$65 per job. That's your cost.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so $65. Then you need to figure out, finally, the profit per job. So when you take 450 minus 65 for the sake of numbers, what are you guys left with? You're left with like $380 per job that you get to put in your pocket. Correct, Tim?
Yes.
Okay, so then worst case scenario, what do? You take $380, you divide it by 2,000, and you come up with a number. And what is that number? It's like six.
Six.
Six or something. That means that in order to worst case scenario, if nothing changed, then all you wanted to do was increase the amount of jobs that you took so that you could increase the revenue, which would actually increase your bottom line. You would just have to go out and get six new jobs a month. Let's break that down per week. That is 1.2 jobs a week. Your entire decision and anguish, Tim, was based upon 1.2 jobs a week.
Yeah.
And now listen, people.
It's funny
I say it that way, but here's the reality, guys. The reality is now I'm going to come strong at you guys. You'll never, ever become a powerful business person that creates something spectacularly huge if you don't learn to do what I just taught you to do right now. Does that make sense, Tim?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, it's like, it's okay to have emotion. That's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
You need to learn to transfer that into data, into facts. And that's why your ability to track your numbers is so critical when you're running a business.
Right.
So the next time this happens, Tim, obviously you can call me because you're my friend, right? But what did you learn? What did you learn from this?
Well, number one, I already told you, just listen to you. I'm mad at myself that I even made the call.
Right.
In essence, because all of the information is there. I should have already, listening to you say it, it sounds almost like I'm crazy. Like, what is the concern even about?
Right.
You know, I shouldn't have any concerns at all. Because you're right. I need to make my decisions based off the data, not off of emotion.
Right.
And that's 100% what it was. The emotions of that staying inside the box, do what's safe. What you're doing right now works. Just let's not change what you've got. Stay where you're at. You're doing all right, but I'm not going to get any bigger or better doing it that way. So.
Right, right. Now, Tim, what if it was a $10,000 a month increase?
I would still look at the numbers.
Just look at the numbers, right? Don't
right.
Yep. Listen, people. We as human beings, you gotta realize, we're so conditioned. We have such a sick mentality when it comes to money. We really do. We operate from a point of scarcity when it comes to money. Mm-hmm. People, let me remind you: you live in the United States of freaking America. The United States of freaking America. You know what I'm saying? And there's plenty of opportunity out there. Once you learn how to master the emotions of this thing, guess what will happen? You'll learn to start making business decisions based off of business reality, not based off fake reality that's going on in your mind. Sound fair, guys? Sound fair, Tim?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, my man. Hey, thanks for calling. Always here to support you, man. And I'll see you at the next event, all right?
All right, brother.
Well,
I appreciate
I'll see you and Don Maria at Relentless. You better come to Relentless, okay?
I'll be there.
By the way, if you guys don't know, thank you, Tim. By the way, if you guys don't know, bye-bye. If you guys don't know, if you go to relentlessevent.com right now, relentlessevent.com right now, and you type in the word Bakersfield, and we're doing this to honor our new office in Bakersfield. If you go to relentlessevent.com right now, you can actually get 15% off your ticket to Relentless. So make sure that you're doing that right now. You know, I'm glad he called, guys, because that's such... It's just so crazy. And look, don't beat yourself up about it. You just think that way because of habit. That's it, right? And guess what? You can create a new habit and think in a more powerful fashion. So I hope you guys realize that, all right? All right, we got our next caller. He's coming onto the show right now. Lauren is hiding and ducking behind the desk right now. I wish you guys could see this. And we've got the next caller on the line. Is he ready?
Yes, Jason.
Who am I calling? Jason? Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's up, Danny?
How are you, Jason? Jason from where? Where are you at in the world?
I'm in San Diego, beautiful San Diego.
Beautiful San Diego. You know, whenever I hear the word San Diego, I think of Madagascar, when they were like the San Diego Zoo.
San Diego. Remember that?
Yeah, San Diego, right? What's up, Jason? How can I help you? What industry are you in?
So I'm in the real estate industry.
Okay, cool. Real estate industry. I know a little bit about the real estate industry, by the way.
I've been in the business for about 3 years.
Okay.
And first 2 years, I was in it full time, doing my thing, doing okay, about, you know, 8 to 10 deals a year.
Okay.
Last year, I ended up having to switch roles. I ended up having to be a full time dad.
Awesome.
The person taking care of my kids, the first 2 years, it was my mom. She was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and so that can't happen anymore.
Right.
So now I'm last year, the third year, I did 10 transactions. Taking care of my 5-year-old and my 2-year-old.
God bless you, man. That's awesome.
My wife wants to quit her job. She's like, dude, you're doing 10 deals, you know, with your hands tied behind your back. She wants to switch roles. She wants to be at home with the kids. She wants to create the family life, which is, it's hard, man. That job is hard.
Yeah.
And,
By the way, Jason, that's your dragon, right? Your dragon is your wife being at work, and you need to go slay that that dragon, don't you?
That's it, man. It's she has a great job. She makes about $60K at Kaiser.
Okay.
She full benefits. You know, I hear everybody always complaining about health insurance. You know, and that stuff scares me, man. So, like switching roles, I'm almost like everybody's like, yeah, you could do it, you could do it, and I'm like, I don't know. I've been down that path before, where I've been like, I've struggled. I've lost money. I lost a car, you know. And that was before I had children, before I had a family.
Yeah.
I just don't ever want to see myself go down that path again. I hear you talk about it all the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I could never do that. I'm just like, I'd rather play it safe almost.
Yeah.
And just be like, she makes her 60.
Right.
I'll do my 90,000,
right,
and we're good. But it's hard. Don't get me wrong. It's stressful. It's stressful. And
all right,
she's just like, this isn't the way of life I want. She wants to switch the role. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
But by the way, Jason, I like your wife. And you know why I like your wife? No, and listen, this is important for you guys to understand, because his wife is telling him the truth. That's why. You see, most people don't do this. Most people are afraid to tell their spouses the truth. Where Jason, your wife is telling you, this is not what I want. And so you really, even though that's pressure, my man, you got to be thankful for the fact that you have a wife that is secure enough in herself and secure enough and believes so much in you, by the way, that she's able to tell you, right, without holding back. I mean, that's pretty powerful. Have you stopped to think about that at all?
I do. You know what's crazy is she supports me in all my crazy ideas. Like everything she believes in, everything. She's like my number one fan. She's like, what are you doing? You know you could do it. And I'm just like, I definitely defeat myself. So I 100% I appreciate everything that she says, and I don't take her for granted.
All right. So can I help you?
Of course, I'm here.
Before I help you, I need to ask you a question. Do you want to grow, or do you want to stay stuck with what it is that you're feeling right now?
No, I need out.
Okay, are you sure?
I want to get out of it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, then I'm going to speak some truth into you. You ready?
Yeah.
By the way, for all of our viewers, does this story sound familiar to you at all? It's the exact thing we just dealt with, isn't it? Caesar, do you notice that? Lauren, do you notice that? It's the exact thing. Jason, if you were listening earlier, we just had a caller, a little bit different situation, but he was scared about growing his space in his building based upon experiences that he had in the past. Secondly, the decision was all money-based, financial-based. So here you are, my man, you've got an opportunity, right? You've got an opportunity to go out and slay this dragon for your wife, which I know you want to do, yet rightfully so, you're a little afraid of doing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the ego. We need to take this from an emotion-based decision and make it a data-driven decision. And I'm going to help you do that right now. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. So what's the magic number? 60,000? That's what we got to cover, right? Jason, speak up a little bit louder, please. But just for the sake of math, hang on 1 second. You made 90 last year, she made 60, right?
Yeah.
So the entire decision, for the most part, I'll dig a little deeper, I know where you're going with this, but for the most part, it's a $60,000 decision, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, $60,000, get your wife at home. She's happy. She gets to support and be a mother to your two beautiful children, which, by the way, there is no better person in the world to help watch and raise and support and love those kids than your wife, other than yourself. Yes?
Correct.
Okay, fantastic. So if it's a $60,000 question, let's break this down a little bit. Number one, what does it cost your family to live and operate on a monthly basis?
$6,000
a month. This is bare bones, like just getting by, or this is, you know, some dinners here and there, movies?
That's us having a life. That's us having room for entertainment and some fun.
Okay.
We need $6,000.
$6,000. Okay, for this example, guys, when you're dealing with this stuff, I need you to break it down to bare bones. What's, like, bare bones? Bare bones, you'll make it. You won't be happy, but you'll make it.
Take off an extra $500 because that $500 is eating out entertainment. So
all right, cool.
$5,500
a month. All right, fantastic. So in essence, your family needs just to survive $5,500 a month, correct?
Correct.
$5,500 a month times 12 is how much? What does that give us? $66,000. Okay.
Correct.
So we need to figure out a way to come up with $66,000. Make sense?
Uh-huh.
All right, fantastic. You just proved to yourself that you can come up with 90 a year. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, great. So that's number one. Number one is I want you to show you guys what happens. We make the scenario much worse than the scenario really is. When you break it down to bare, because listen, here's what we don't want to do. We just don't want to see our kids and family suffer. At the end of the day, we don't want to see that, right? So then what would suffering be? Suffering is you lose your damn house, you lose your car, you lose everything, right? So what you need to do is take it down to the bare minimum. And the bare minimum in this case is $66,000 a year. That's step number one. It's not as scary when you think about it that way. Correct, Jason? Okay, then let's take it to step number two, though. What if it were $90,000 that you made, plus you had to go out and replace $60,000? How much is your average sales price in your area?
You could say the average commission check is going to be $10,000.
$10,000, fantastic. $10,000 divided by $60,000 is how much?
Did he say 60? It's what,
It's six. Jason, it's six. Jason, listen to me, my man. I believe in you. I love you. I don't know you, but I'll tell you what. I would go out and bet $1 million that you could come up with one deal every 2 months if it meant getting your wife the life she truly wants.
Feel that assurance that you feel.
No. But that's a choice though. That's sure. A choice. That's a choice that you can make. Listen, I want you to listen to it, okay? I want you to listen to it. It's a deal every other month. That's it. Jason, can I ask you a question?
Of course, yeah.
10 years from now, do you see yourself closing 10 deals a year? Are you going to stay stuck doing what you're doing now for the rest of your life?
No. I'm hoping that our vision board is huge between my wife and I.
Okay.
If I'm doing 10 deals in 2 years from now, I need to figure something else out.
Yeah, exactly. And so when you step into the future and when you start looking at what you really want to accomplish, Jason, you realize that you're going to grow. You're going to improve. Life is going to get better based off of the vision. The problem is that you're stuck in fear right now because your ego is keeping you from that. Let me put it into bigger perspective. How old are you right now, Jason?
36.
Jason, at 27 years old, I closed 150 transactions. I'm telling you right now, and that was with no kids, no nothing. Trust me when I say you can find a way to close the 10 you closed last year, plus on top of that, an extra six. You can close 16 transactions a year. I'm telling you, you could do that. If it meant that you went out and begged for six extra transactions, you could go find it. Listen, is it going to take work? Is it going to take focus? Is it going to take discipline? Is it going to take stepping out of your box? Is it going to take trying new things? Is it going to? Absolutely. Could you potentially fail? Absolutely. But could you also win? The answer is yes. You're just looking to look at the negative because your brain is focused to think that way. It's been trained to think that way. Let's talk about the positive now. What could happen? Number one, your wife could be at home with her two kids living life the way she wants to live it, correct?
Right.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen. Number two, you could be so inspired to keep it that way that you don't do six extra, you do 10 extra next year. That could happen, right? Yeah, exactly. Number three, being that you don't have to worry about taking care of your kids next year, you could actually not do six or 10 next year. You could do an extra 12 next year. You could close 22 deals next year. That could happen, right?
Yeah, it could.
I mean, Jason, you are in San Diego. There are 22 deals to be found. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is there some magical force that only allows certain people to close 22 deals in a year?
No.
Jason, it's 100% in the head, my man. It's 100% in the head. And I'm going to tell you right now, and this I'm going to tell you because I care about you. You need to learn. This is the dragon that you need to slay. You need to learn how to not think this way. Because if you keep thinking this way, as scary as it feels, brother, you're talking to somebody who started a company that this year will do $1 billion in sales with $2,000 in his pocket. You don't think I was scared? Yeah, but you at some point in time, you got a choice to make, my man. And at some point in time, you have to train yourself and teach yourself to step out of fear and start stepping into possibility. Possibility is a realm that opens everything up for you. Everything up for you. Possibility is a realm that allows you to see differently. Your energy changes. Your actions change. Everything changes as a result. So if you start thinking in possibility, my man, trust me, you will find a way to find the leads to convert them into the sales that you need for your family. You have that potential.
All right.
Does that make sense?
100%, Danny. Thanks.
So question for you. What are you going to do?
I don't even know. We're going to have a serious talk. She actually, right now, her and I are going to talk. She knows I'm talking to you. She knows how much I'm always, pointing these videos out to her that you're, look at this guy. Look at this. And so she was stoked that I was talking to you. She's like, you need to talk to him.
Good.
Jason, I'll
say
that there's gonna definitely be some changes going on real soon here, because we're at that tipping point where we're just losing our minds.
Jason, you're at that tipping point where you need to decide if you're gonna be like everyone else or if you're gonna create something special for your family. That's where you're at right now.
You're right.
That's where you're at. And trust me, dude, I know that's scary. But it's also exhilarating. It's also exhilarating, my man. You choose what it is. It can either be scary, because it can be, or it can be exhilarating. It could drive you to be the best version of yourself, my man. Sound good?
Thanks, Daddy.
Listen, I hope that helped change the perspective.
No, it does. Hearing you say it, because literally, I follow you. I listen to your videos. You're very motivational. I know you get people pumped up. You get me pumped up. And I'm kind of a no BS kind of guy. I'm taking what you say very seriously.
Good.
I'm really glad that you took my question today.
You got it, my man. And listen, I don't know you. I don't know you at all. But just because you follow me, I have a responsibility to help you. So don't be afraid to reach out, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Danny.
Okay, buddy. You got it, my man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know what's crazy, guys? You know what's crazy? It's the same scenario. It was the same exact conversation. It really, really was. The only difference was the first conversation was someone that kind of has already experienced a little success, right? And that they were tapping into a new realm of success. In this conversation, the reason why you could hear it in his voice, God bless him, you could hear it in his voice. You can tell this is a man that deeply cares about his family, deeply cares about his children, and just doesn't want to mess that up. People, I've been there. I know what it's like to live as a single person in a 6,000 square foot house with a pool, with a waterfall, and then finally have a wife and kids and not be able to afford a gallon of milk. I know that. But still, I will tell you, and Jason, if you're out there, listen to me. I wouldn't change anything for the world. Because the man I am today, right now, is a result of the lessons that I learned from the past. And so that's something that you've got to learn to deal with and wrestle with, you know? And so I think we got our next caller.
Yes.
Who's the next caller?
Casey.
Casey from where?
I love her.
Casey, Lauren loves you. That means you're a pretty cool human. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm actually watching the show live right now, and I saw you giving her the phone. And I was like, oh, my gosh, my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn. Hey, Casey, by the way, and for all of you watching, I just have to say I am so I'm so grateful for this, you know, because it's kind of crazy, you know. The people in my life that really believe in me and care about me know I'm destined to do this. I'm destined to sell out the Staples Center because there's going to be a lot of people that we really, really help in business. And so, you know, I guess before we even start, I want you to know, Casey, that whatever your dream is, we're here to help you with it. You know what I mean? So
thank you so much.
So fire away. Where are you at in the world, by the way?
So I've been in real estate for about a year and a half.
Okay.
This is going to make me really emotional. And for the first year, I didn't really do anything because I didn't know anything. I was really new. And the people in my office were telling me to, do farming.
Okay.
And that's how I know, because I didn't know anything else. I didn't know you can get on the phone. I didn't know you can go out and knock on doors,
Right.
And after a year, there's nothing happened. I spent so much money on marketing and postcards that people don't even look at. And they just put it in trash as soon as they see it. So the beginning of this year, I made a decision to get a coach. So I did get a coach from my ferry, and it's been helping a lot. And I've been prospecting, you know, on the phone, but I haven't had any result. I got 3 appointments. I went on appointment. I pretty much, I didn't get it. I didn't get a contract signed. And it's frustrating.
Yeah,
and,
that's okay.
You know, you always have, you know, to have faith. You have blind faith. It's so hard.
Okay.
I just don't feel like, I don't know if I can do this.
No.
I just don't.
No. Listen, Casey, you're gonna do this. I can guarantee you that you're going to do this, and I'm gonna tell you why I can guarantee you, and you just need to trust in what I'm about to tell you, okay?
Okay.
I can guarantee you you're gonna do this because there's not many people out there who blindly just become coachable, listen to others, take their money, and go invest it in marketing the way you did. That's a sign, Casey. I don't think you realize out of 10 people I meet, maybe one of them does that. Because as you heard in the previous two calls, when it comes to money, we have this weird thing that we are so fearful, we're so doubtful, we don't want to let go, where you believed in yourself so much, listen to me, that you went out and started farming and you started planting seeds with that money. So trust me when I say you're going to make it. Second reason I know you're going to make it is because most people's ego has a vice grip around their neck, their mouth, their eyeballs, their ears. It doesn't let them move. It doesn't let them do anything. And so here I am, a guy that wants to help. Most people want help, but they won't ask for it. Watch this. Casey, where do you live?
San Jose, California.
San Jose, California. Awesome. Casey, do you know that I have an office in Rancho Cucamonga? Do you know that?
Yeah, I do. I listen to your podcast every day. I love Brianna Gaff. Yeah. Is that where she's from?
She is. Yeah. She's no longer. She's doing her own thing now, but still, that's fantastic. And so watch this. You ready?
Yes.
If you lived anywhere close to a 20-mile radius around this office, would you be working here right now or would you be working anywhere else?
Danny, I was telling my husband we need to move to LA. I need to work
for this guy. Right. Okay.
That's what I wanted to do.
That's the next reason why I know you're going to win. You know why? JJ, come on in. That's the next reason why? I know you're going to win. You're going to win because you get it. Most people don't get it. You get it. You're on this phone call. You're asking for help. You're open to coaching. People who have this type of energy, this type of freedom to be themselves, to be naked on the phone emotionally and crying for, listen to me, I'm telling you right now, you get it. So I'm going to help you out here. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, grab a pen and a piece of paper because what I'm going to tell you is gold and you just need to implement it. Okay? You there? Did it cut out?
Oh, I got it.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, yeah. Great. Okay. You got to stay with me here, Casey. Stay with me, all right? All right.
Okay.
Number one, how much were you investing in farming per month?
Oh, my gosh.
Casey?
Okay.
$300. Okay, $300. Okay, no problem. First things first, in the big scheme of things, could you see how $300 is probably not enough money to put a dent in things? Could you, I mean, if you're looking big picture here.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You know, I don't have more money to do more than that. And I know a lot of people do farming and they spend a lot of money. They spend $100,000 a year to just do mailers. And they're very, very successful, but as a new agent, I don't have $100,000 a year to spend on just, you know,
right.
Postcards.
No. I don't want you to. Here's what I want you to connect. I don't want you to feel like a failure because it didn't work out. Because in the big scheme of things, Casey, all you were trying to do was do what you were taught. You just happened to be taught the wrong thing. Three, I want you to hear me here. I want you to hear me, because if you need to learn to move past this, in the big scheme of things, $300 a month for marketing is not enough to get you the result. Over 12 months, that's $3,600. Make sense?
Yeah.
It's like, I've got this event coming up at Relentless right now, relentlessevent.com. I need to market. You got the ticket? Look at that. I love her. You're going to make it in life. Yeah. You're going to make it. She's going to make it. She's going to move to Rancho. She's going to be, I already know. But anyways, check this out. Okay. I spend $200 a day in marketing. You see the difference?
Yeah.
It's, in other words, I don't want you to feel like a failure because it didn't work out. And as a matter of fact, as soon as you close your first deal, I want you to go back to farming again. Because you got it going, we might as well keep it going. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay, second, the cost of farming was because of the postage. How many doors were you farming per month?
Well, my farm is 500 doors.
Perfect, beautiful. 500 doors, are you ready?
Yes.
I want you to start knocking those same doors 100 doors a day. You'll get the same effect, and you'll get it much better because you'll be in front of people and it won't cost you any money. You'll get a suntan and you'll get a six pack at the same time. How's that sound?
That sounds great.
See, my friend, it's all perspective, okay? It's all perspective, all right? But now let's take it even a little bit step further. You're in San Jose. I need you to make sure that you're only working in the areas with the highest turnover rate. I need you to contact your local title rep, because you could be planting seeds in an area where the soil is not fertile ground. Make sense?
Yes.
So before you do anything, I need you to go to an area and find an area where there's a lot of movement, a lot of activity, because you'll have a much higher probability that something will come back. Make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Well, that's what I'm doing every day now. I call, just lists and just soul.
Okay.
In the high turnover area.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. Now let's get to your second point. Your second point was, I've been making calls, but it's not happening yet. How long have you been making calls for?
consistently for about 3 months.
Okay, about 3 months. In those 3 months, how many leads do you have?
I got about 7 leads and I got 3 appointments.
Okay, you see, this is called numbers. This is called numbers, right? Okay, and of the 3 appointments, how many have you gone on?
I went on all 3.
Okay, and what was the outcome?
The first 2, I didn't pre-qualify them, and I know it's my wrongdoing, but the third one, I pre-qualified them and I still talk to them. I actually just follow up with them today.
Okay.
They're still thinking about it, but most likely, I hope I'll get it.
No, don't hope. Just say you're going to get it. There's nothing wrong with you declaring that, okay?
I'm going to get it.
Okay, get it. Now, let me ask you another question. You ready? And by the way, I hope all of you are listening to this. This is so important. Instagram, Facebook, listen, because this is, again, all these calls have to do with the same thing. It's the way we process information and the way our emotions are attached to that information. Casey, if I went on 3 appointments, 19 years in the industry, and you went on 3 appointments, who's got a better shot at landing the contract?
I do.
No, I do.
Okay.
Because I have...
You've experienced. Okay.
Bingo. I just have more experience, right? So, Casey, the second thing you need to understand, and this is something that you have to understand, listings is the key to success in the real estate business. However, you're brand new. You need to work. We got to work on your confidence. We got to work on your skill set. We got to work on your communication ability. We got to work on your closing ability. There's so much work that has to take place before you could be Casey the Terminator that takes 3 out of 3. Make sense? So in that case, you need to have a little patience with the process. Yes or no?
Yes, but what frustrates me is, I practice every day, and I try to do what I'm supposed to do. And a lot of people, they don't do anything. A lot of realtors out there, they don't do anything, and then they get a listing. It's just like, wow, really?
Yeah, but that's, you see, but Casey, that's you focusing on the uncontrollables. Focus on what you can control. Listen to me, I'm gonna help you. You ready? You ready?
Yes, okay. I'm ready.
What you need to do is get in front of people.
Okay.
Right? I need you to think, what is the fastest way possible for you to get in front of people? Human beings, where you could meet them, where you could smile, where they could feel your energy, your sincerity, where you could shake their hands. Guess what it's called as a real estate agent? It's called open houses.
I schedule one this weekend.
Don't schedule one because you're hungry. Schedule 2 to 3 a week right now.
Okay.
You see, all you need, Casey, is momentum. People, listen to me right now. Listen to me. If you're stuck in your business, all your business needs is a little momentum. And all that means is that you need to do a little bit of everything to get the momentum going. Casey, you're right there. I'm telling you. Go host an open house. I'm not telling you to not prospect. I'm not telling you to not make phone calls. Go host an open house and go host an open house in an area where there's high turnover and do that 2 a week, every single week for 4 weeks while you're calling. This way, while you're developing your listing inventory and listing business, you can also get some buyers that you're working with. And then guess what? Your probability of opening your first escrow skyrockets. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Finally, last but not least, how many humans do you know?
I moved to San Jose about 4 years ago, so I don't know a lot of people, but I do know around 150.
Good. That's a lot. 150, I want you to start calling them every single quarter. Put them in a database. You're going to call them in a quarter, and you're just going to ask one simple question. Who do you know that is looking to buy or sell real estate? You see, you were going at this thing from one approach. I want you to learn from this, Casey, and I want you all to learn from this. You were going at this thing from one approach, farming. It has to work because they say it's going to work. Grr, farming, 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 and then it doesn't work. Heart is broken and shattered, and you get pissed off. All right, let me try another one focus. Oh, prospecting. It has to work because they say it's going to work. Yeah, they've been in the business forever. Their confidence is higher. Their skills are better. You're brand new. It's called normal. It's going to take you some time to develop in that area. While you're doing that, instead of averaging one area of lead generation, add 2 to 3, my friend, 2 to 3. And if you add 2 to 3, your probability of making a sale and taking a listing is going to go up drastically. So here's your homework assignment for the next 90 days. You ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
2 hours of prospecting a day minimum, 2 open houses a week minimum.
Okay.
If you do that for 90 days, I can pretty much guarantee you that you will earn more at the end of these 90 days than you did in the entire year last year. But you got to do it consistently every single week for 90 days.
Okay.
Sound good?
Do that. Yep.
You feeling a little better?
Much better.
All right. Good. Good. Hey, thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah, and we'll see you at Relentless, okay?
Definitely. Thank you so much.
You got it. Okay, bye-bye. That one was good. Do we have one more? No? We're done. Okay, we're done. Yeah, that one was good, guys. And I'll tell you, if you learned anything from that, it's this. You had 3 different scenarios here, right? And that last one was big. Whatever's going on in your business, again, you need to look at reality, right? Reality is that in that particular case, we're talking about somebody that was spending $300 a month, which for them could be all the money in the world, all the money in the world. But when it comes to marketing, it's just not enough. And then what your heart and your mind says is, okay, here I go. I'm going to put everything in. And yet in the big perspective, it's not even enough to make a little dent in the situation. And yet, because of your faith, right, and because of the courage that you have, you expect some great results. I just need you to understand to look at reality a little bit differently here. right? If you're not getting the results, learn to be flexible and make adjustments. Not count on one thing to get you the result. Count on multiple things, and you'll be able to generate the business and the leads that you want to generate, all right? Guys, that's it. It's a wrap. Believe it or not, we're going to press pause for a second. Is Alejandra here yet? She is. All right. We're going to pause so we can end this show, right? Thank you. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you so much. If you're watching on iTunes right now after it's been recording, or if you're listening, please go to iTunes. We would, as a matter of fact, all of you do me a favor. Please, please hook a brother up, right? We don't charge you for this thing, but I need your help with one thing. Go to iTunes right now, type in Danny Morell, and give the show a 5-star rating if you think it deserves it, and actually write a review. That would help us tremendously, tremendously, tremendously. Thank you so much, guys, and I look forward to seeing you guys next week on another edition of the Real Estate Sales Show. By the way, in about 2 weeks, it ain't gonna be called that no more, all right? We'll see you soon, everybody. Bye, Instagram. Bye, Facebook. Thank you, guys.